بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atan, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to you, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the important topic, and that is if Imam Ali alayhi salam has been selected as the rightful successor of Prophet Muhammad. We know that in the event of Qadir Khum, Prophet Muhammad selected Imam Ali alayhi salam by the order of Allah as his main successor. But unfortunately, his right was not observed and was violated right after the demise of Prophet Muhammad. So if Imam Ali alayhi salam could be selected as the rightful Imam after Prophet Muhammad, then the Umayyads will not get the power, then the Muawiyah would not select Yazid as his successor, and then the Yazid will not order the massacre and the slaughter of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his companions. Is this true?
Of course, you know, what happened in Karbala on the day of Ashura, of course, it was directly ordered by Yazid,
yes,
son of Muawiyah. That is why the Amawids are mostly responsible for what they did in the in Karbala and on the day of Ashura. And of course, we should blame it on Amawids, let's say, rulers like Muawiyah and Yazid. The point is that, of course, as you rightly mentioned, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam tried his best to stop this, let's say, process of Khilafah or ruling of Bani Umayyad on Shamat, on the that, let's say, part of the Islamic world. As you know, that there were, let's say, battles between Muawiyah and Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. But unfortunately, of course, as you rightly mentioned, it was Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam did not succeed to stop, actually, the Amawids ruling over, let's say, Sham. And that's why finally we see that Muawiyah, unfortunately, let's say, opposite to what he agreed with Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam, opposed to that, let's say, agreement, he unfortunately appointed his son Yazid as the, let's say, ruler,
yes,
or Khalifa after him. So it was really the great mistake, we can say, made at that time in the history of Islam, because it led to lots of problems in the history of Islam. One of them was Ashura and Karbala, and the other one was that the army of Yazid attacked Medina. And of course, unfortunately, they did lots of wrong things with the people of Medina, with the companions of the Holy Prophet, with the holy shrine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course, things that they did in Medina, even we cannot mention them. And then they went to Mecca. Of course, they burned the Holy Kaaba, unfortunately, and killed the Abdullah ibn Zubayr there,
yes,
and also the other companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see that lots of wrong things happened by the ruling of Yazid in the history of Islam. One of them was Ashura. So, of course, if Muawiyah were not appointed or elected as the ruler in that area by the third caliph, if he was not supported by some people at that time, and if he did not elect his son as the caliph, of course, these things
that
would never happen in the history of Islam.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
And of course, it was not only the selection, or especially election of Yazid as the successor, because Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba in the peace treaty that signed with Muawiyah, one of the, it's better to say, notes or statements in that peace treaty was not selecting anyone from the side of Umayyads as the successor. Is it true? Especially
yes,
Muawiyah was not
yeah.
allowed
yeah,
to choose a successor to himself, but he did so, and Yazid came to power. So what was the problem of Imam Ali alayhi salam with the Umayyads and their philosophy of life?
You know, if we go back to the history of Islam, we know that before Islam, before the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many years back, there were a kind of what we can say struggle and problem between Hashim and let's say Umayyah, because of these two leaders, tribal leaders at that time, wanted to let's say rule over the city of Mecca,
yes,
to serve the pilgrims of the Holy Kaaba. And finally, it was Umayyah who was sent to Sham and Hashim remained in Mecca. It was the first, let's say, thing that happened in the history, and it causes lots of problem later, because Umayyads were of the view that Hashim and the children of Hashim try to always rule over Mecca, and they do not give any chance, for example, to Umayyads, children of Umayyah. That's why when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually introduced himself as the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see that Abu Sufyan never accepted.
Yes.
Because according to Abu Sufyan's perception at that time, he was maybe of this view that again Bani Hashim or the children of Hashim again try to get the control of Kaaba and rule over Kaaba, people of Kaaba.
Yes.
And again, they want to send us out of Mecca and Sham or other places.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see that Abu Sufyan tried a lot, tried his best, made lots of efforts to stop Islam from being spread in Mecca and in Medina. You see, they decided to kill the Holy Prophet and they attacked Medina. And in the Battle of Uhud, he ordered his servant Wahshi and Henda.
Yes.
And Henda also ordered the Wahshi to kill
Hamza,
the Holy Prophet. The main objective of them was to kill the Prophet,
Prophet.
And then they killed Hamza. So many wars they waged against the Holy Prophet, but it was a divinely decision that Islam should be spread all over the world, particularly in Arab Peninsula. Finally, the Holy Prophet conquered Mecca, and actually we can say that Umayyads defeated by the Holy Prophet wasallam. So again, the children of Umayyads or Bani Umayyad thought that again they defeated and they have to take revenge of this from the children of Hashim. That's why when we go to some of the poems that are attributed to Yazid,
yes,
and some of the sayings of Yazid after the event of Ashura, it is narrated in the historical sources that he said that Hashim, Banu Hashim, played like a game. There was no wahy, no revelation. So these are the things that are mentioned. Or, for example, it is said that in the court of Yazid, when Zainab, salamullah alayha, and Imam al-Sajjad were taken to the court of Yazid, publicly in the presence of all the officials and all the ambassadors and ministers, he said that, look, Zainab, look, he addressed Imam Sajjad, that look what how Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can say, belittle you,
mm-hmm,
and helped us, and now we are victorious.
Yes.
And we are the children of Tulaqa, because on the day of
the freed
the
ones.
Victory of Mecca.
Yes.
When they freed by the Holy Prophet, Prophet said that antum at-tulaqa. So he mentioned that on that day you were victorious over us, but now we are. So you see that according to Yazid's perception, he did not wholeheartedly believe in Islam. Otherwise, he should not mention such things. And when Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam argued a lot with him and presented lots of arguments for Yazid that, of course, we were right. And that's Zainab said, of course, we were right. He was about to be convinced, and he said that, please say Adhan. Yazid ordered to say Adhan in order to stop Imam Sajjad of arguing. And then Imam Sajjad mentioned that, look at on the in Adhan, whose name is mentioned. Again, mm-hmm. our holy
our ancestor, say, grandfather, our forefather, ancestors. Prophet Muhammad. That's
you
right.
see that if we look at the behavior of Yazid, and then after Yazid, the other Amawids, caliphs, with the people of Medina,
yes.
with the people of Mecca, with the people of Iraq, it seems that they were trying to, it seems that they were taking revenge of mm-hmm. of the victory of Mecca from the children of Hashim.
Yes.
It was their understanding. Mm-hmm. Even it is said that Abdullah ibn Zubayr sometimes told the Muhammad Hanafiya
yes.
that one day I will kill all the children of Hashim.
Mm-hmm.
Even they also had this kind
maybe
of
they thought that Kufa might be the second Mecca. Because after the victory, after the victory of Prophet Muhammad in Mecca, without bloodshed, you know, they thought that, okay, now upon the invitation of the people and the letters that were sent to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, I think it is recorded that more than 12,000 letters and invitations were sent to Imam al-Hussein. So now the Kufa will be the second Mecca. So without bloodshed, Imam al-Hussein will get to the throne of the power over there. Or the whole Muslim lands, isn't it?
Yeah, it was possible. But it seems that Yazid really, really did not have a good understanding of Islam, you can say.
Yes, yes.
Because of his misunderstanding, his misconception, he did lots of wrong things. He shed lots of bloods of the companions, bloods of the children of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam. He took the children of the Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha, the children of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as captives, as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
He enslaved the children of the Prophet. You know, look, if he believed in the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who said Hassan and Hussein are Sayyida Shabab Ahl al-Jannah, they are the masters of the youth of paradise. So, of course, it shows that Imam Hussein was absolutely... and the one who will go to the paradise.
Yes.
So how can we kill such a person in that very brutal and merciless way? All of these things show that, unfortunately, the ruling of Yazid over Muslims at that time was not a true decision, was not a true phase of the history of Islam.
And it had a sad end for himself, you know, some years right after the tragedy of Karbala. He died in a mysterious way, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And they say that he had a son by the name of Muawiyah Sani.
Yeah, it is really nice that his son Muawiyah presented a very nice speech after the death of Yazid. He very explicitly, publicly told to the people that,
My father was
my
wrong.
Father and my grandfather, both of them, were wrong, and it was Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and his children's right to be the rulers.
Yes.
But he unfortunately was killed by Bani Marwan and by the rest of the Amawid rulers.
That's right. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين